Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
No, you have to have the good steady plan and good night routine to actually truly appreciate good health. People who have sleep, you could take, if I sleep deprive anyone, they could be healthy. And within 3 short weeks, they are going nuts with how they feel.
Wow.
You have to have that sleep. And I tell people, I prioritize. I don't sell mattresses or pillows or anything like that. But we spend a third of our life on our bed. And so I prioritize sleep by making sure your bed and your sleep environment, you should put more time, effort, and money into that than almost anything else when it comes to your health. Because you're there a third of your life, and it's so reparative. If you want to save money in the long run, have less medical bills, improve your sleep. Invest in a good mattress, a good pillow, and really improve your sleep. And my wife and I, when we travel, occasionally we've been upgraded to these rooms where we sleep, and we're like, what is this joy that I'm lying on right now? This is unbelievable. And if you could be there, fly in the wall, you would see us tearing that whole thing apart, getting labels and writing down the names, wow, taking pictures. And we duplicate that at our home. Mm. And that's our current setup comes from the most amazing sleep we both got, including what types of sheets were used and blankets. And so that's how much it means to us, to as far as our health.
I was going to say it's a core value because you know the ripple effect. I guess that's why I wanted you to make the case for it, because these are things you actually can do to some degree, establish this routine. And when you realize that sleep is bringing healing and health, and I've heard that when you sleep deprive, it also affects your metabolism and people have a hard time regulating their weight and even their digestive faculties, so to speak, right? They don't work as well.
Yeah. Well, you will crave caffeine and sugar when you're sleep deprived because when you have to go somewhere. So you want to think more clearly. So people go right to coffee. And so if you're using coffee to wake up and a glass of wine or something to go to sleep at night, which a lot of Americans do, that is a recipe for disaster. And so we want to get the good sleep, because if you don't, you're going to start craving the sugars. It causes adrenal stress, which affects the thyroid and the insulin and the cortisol like we talked about before. And our metabolism slowly goes down because your body is basically telling you you need sleep.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.